Now it's time to read God's word.
我们现在要读神的话语。
Today's scripture text is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 to 8.
我们今天的经文是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》二章七到八节。
But we are gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us.
是在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
We thank God and praise God that we have our Pastor Scott, Pastor Scott Ryan, be with us this morning. Then he's going to preach to us. The title of his sermon is When Nothing Works, Keep Praying. Pastor Scott. To tell everybody that you got to listen to Cantonese, you need because it's a foreign translation. English, Mr. Chief, English translation. If you need Cantonese translation, please raise your hand. Our translator, our host, will give you the headset. We have a good translator behind you to translate.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
Well, I was reading an article online. It was very interesting.
我在网上看到一篇文章，非常有趣。
An article in Forbes magazine asked, "Think you can put a price on motherhood?"
在富比士杂志上面有一篇文章，它的题目是如何为母亲定下一个合理的价格。
A yearly survey by salary.com called the annual mom salary survey attempts to put a salary on the work of American mothers.
在有一个网站叫做薪资网站，它的薪资 .com， 它每年呢都做一个调查，他们试着要把母亲的价值呢的薪水做出一个合理的评价。
First, they broke down motherly duties into the following 10 categories.
首先，他们把母亲的职责分作下面十个种类。
Daycare center teacher.
是儿童托管中心的老师。
CEO.
总裁，公司的总裁。
Psychologist.
心理学家。
Cook.
厨师。
Housekeeper.
管家。
Laundry machine operator.
管理洗衣机的人员。
Computer operator,
电脑操作员
a facilities manager,
管理财务的人
a janitor,
卫生工作人员
and van driver,
还有开交通车的人
And then they studied how many hours moms work in those categories and what the family would have to pay for outsourcing that duty.
而且他们开始研究到底母亲在以上各类种类当中花了多少时间工作，然后他们希望能够给母亲的薪资定出一个合理的价格。
Now, according to the 2012 survey, look on the screen. They determined the following.
当2012年他们的这个调查之后，他们有底下的这样一个结论。
The average stay-at-home mom should make an annual salary of $112,962.
平均留在家里面没有出去工作的母亲，应该要每年应该有的收入的薪资呢，应该是。112,962元。
And of course, you can read that. That's also overtime as well.
这是包括平常四十小时的工作以及加班。
Isn't that right, honey?
赖师母说没有错。
All right, well, let's do the other slide.
我们再看底下一张。
All right, the average working mom should make an annual salary just for her mom role of $66,969.
如果你这个母亲是已经有在外面工作的话。除了他的薪资之外，他在家里面做母亲的职责，他也应该要再多收到 66,969块的收入。
All right, mothers, can I hear an amen?
愿意你们同意的话就说阿们。
All right, the article concludes, the breadth of mom's responsibilities is beyond what most workers could ever experience day to day.
这个文章的结论是母亲职责涵盖的范围远超过一般人每天工作的量。
Now imagine if you had to attract and retain a candidate to fill this role.
你试着想想看，你如果要去找一个人来取代母亲的工作，来完成这些工作的话，有多么的困难。
Well, that would be difficult. On Mother's Day, listen, we naturally applaud all of our mothers for their hard work.
在母亲节的这一天，我们很自然的就会赞扬我们母亲不辞劳苦的抚育。
And usually this is what mom looks like a lot with a lot of children.
就像我母亲对待我们每一个儿女一样。
They raise us, they teach us as children, they love us.
她不辞辛劳的抚育教养，无微不至的爱护我们。
We thank them for their tireless efforts, their late nights, their hard work cooking food.
我们感谢他们不辞辛劳的每天工作到深夜，每天准备食物给我们。
And a lot of moms work a job on top of that.
甚至有些母亲在除此之外还要在外面兼一份工。
Sometimes we children are simply amazed. We're amazed at the energy, the sheer energy of our mothers.
有时我们不禁赞叹，母亲好像有着用不完的精力。
How in the world do they accomplish all they do?
不然的话，他们怎么有办法完成这样多的事情
？And mothers, you know how hard you work to provide for your kids, to care and protect for them.
而且对母亲们，你们的辛劳自然不在话下。你们喂养、照顾、保护儿女。
Even when you are tired and discouraged and completely drained.
甚至在你们疲倦不堪、灰心失意、精力耗尽的时刻。
Being a mother requires incredible, and I mean incredible, patience.
作为一个好母亲，必须要超乎常人想象的坚韧与耐心。
Now, and some of you mothers, and most of you here, many of you attempt to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to our kids.
在我们这教会里面的母亲，很多人都努力的要把这个福音传给你们的儿女。
And you attempt to train them in the ways of the Lord, and you want to bring them to church.
而且你们按照圣经上面的话语来训练教养你们的儿女。
I'm so glad our church looks like this next slide.
我们非常高兴我们的教会看起来就像这个样子，就像这边 slide 上面写的这边的图片。
It's always wonderful to see the families bringing their kids to church, and it's just wonderful to see the hallways of our church laughing with the sound of children's laughter.
我们总是非常的高兴看到。每个家庭能够把他们小孩带到教会来，而且我们在我们的教会的传堂当中也时时充满了家庭的欢笑。
And mothers and fathers, we should all aspire to the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
父亲跟母亲，我们总应该效法保罗在帖撒罗家前书二章七到八节里面所带给我们的教导。
This is what Paul says. Deacon Eddie just read it. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children.So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
Now, isn't this funny? The Apostle Paul is comparing himself to a woman.
这是不是很有趣
A mother.
使徒保罗试着把他比喻作他是一个乳养小孩的母亲。
So here's a man, the Apostle Paul. He's taking on that sort of feminine role as a nurturer of the church.
保罗他在这里，他把他自己比喻作一个妇女的形象。这个妇女的形象不仅是一个妇女，而且是在乳养小孩的妇女。
So I know, dads, this is for mothers, but don't fall asleep because you're also supposed to have that nurturing role too.
所以这也是给在座的所有的父亲啊，不要打瞌睡，因为保罗在这里也是把这样的教训告诉我们。
You see, the Apostle Paul sees something in the feminine, whereas this loving, tender, gentle care for the church.
保罗在这样妇女的形象当中看到了，他需要有爱，要温柔，要慈爱。来这样子的对待教会。
So not only does he bring the gospel, to his children, his church, but he also just, he gives his life. He models a loving gospel life to the church.
保罗深爱这个教会，而且关心信徒的得救，甚至愿意把他自己的生命献上来爱这样一个教会。
So mothers not only should be working hard and doing all the daily activities for our kids, but do we model the gospel of Jesus Christ with our lives?
所以母亲，我们也应该不仅只是要教导儿女福音上面的真理，而且我们应该要效法福音当中用福音的榜样来爱我们的儿女。
So mothers, to be a blessing to your children, are you giving a sacrificial love, the love of Christ, for your children's eternal benefit?
所以母亲们，你们是不是也用在福音、在圣经上面所教导的牺牲的爱来爱你们的儿女？
Now I know this is hard. I have two young ones.
这是很困难的。我有两个很年轻的小孩，很年幼的小孩。
Many of your homes kind of look like this picture.
很多就看起来就像这上面这个 slide 的照片一样。
Now here's the thing, what do you do when your kids don't respond to your pleadings to behave, but more importantly than behave, to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ?
那你要如何做呢？当你的小孩子不愿意听你的劝告，来归向神，来听从福音的教导呢？
When you plead with them and tell them, God is holy, you're a sinner, Jesus Christ came to live a perfect life, died on the cross, raised again for to eternal life, and if anyone believes in him,they shall have eternal life because he died for their sins.
当你告诉他们神要求圣洁，我们都是罪人，耶稣基督来到这个世界上，取了人的样式，死在十字架上，为我们流出宝血，洗净我们的罪，我们应该要效法神，我们应该要接受这样子一个福音。
Those mothers in here who present the gospel, the beauty of Jesus, the king of the universe, and your kids are just doing this, it's hard.
当在座的母亲把这样的福音这样子的呈现给你的儿女的时候，但是你的儿女却是这样子的不听从，这是非常困难。
They're running around the house like crazy. They're throwing your freshly folded laundry all around.
他们在家里面跑来跑去，把你刚折好的这个洗干净的衣服把它折弄得乱七八糟。
Yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs.
在家里面大呼小叫。
That was kind of last night at 1 o'clock, wasn't it?
这个赖牧师昨天晚上一点钟，就是家里面有这样的状况。
Now maybe your kids are older.
或许你的儿女已经长大。
Maybe you're really worried about them dating.
你开始担心他们的约会。
Driving for the first time.
他们开始学习开车。
I'm scared of that.
我现在想到我就觉得很担心。
Maybe you're worried about them going to college.
或许会担心他们去到大学。
And being under atheistic philosophy professors that might tear them away from Christ.
或许他们有这个哲学课的老师不信神的，是无神论者，可能会把他们迁到不信的地步去。
And what do you do if your children do fall away from the church and they simply don't want to listen anymore? They don't want to talk about God or the things of the Lord.
如果你的儿女已经决定不再信这个宗教，愿意要想要离开教会，不愿意再跟你谈信仰的事情。
And some of you may really feel like, in some sense, what Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verse 34.
有时候你真的是会觉得，就像耶稣在路加福音13章里面所讲的这种心情一样。
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often I would have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings.And you were not willing.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
Now, hopefully, your kids aren't stoning prophets.
希望你的小孩不是拿石头去击打先知的那些人。
Hopefully, they haven't gone off murdering anybody. But if they have, there's still grace.
如果而且没有犯过什么大的罪，如果真的是的话，他还是有恩典在。
Yes, but the bigger point here, the bigger point is this. Sometimes you feel like you're just extending your arms to your children, whatever age they are, but they are simply not responding to your love.
但是这个我们必要看到的一个大的观点，就是你把你的手双手张开，以慈爱来迎接你的儿女，但是他们还是不愿意接受。
Fathers,
父亲们,
and mothers,
母亲们,
what do you do when your kids, when you love them and you nurture them and you're tender and they refuse you? What do you do?
当你关怀他,爱他,但是他们却不愿意接受的时候,你要怎么办?
What do you do when they reject the gospel?
当他们拒绝福音的时候,你应该要怎么办?
Mothers, maybe the only thing you can do at this point is pray.
母亲们,或许在这个时候唯一可以做的一件事情就是祷告。
You can teach the gospel, you can instruct the gospel, but you can't change your child's heart.
你可以教导福音,你可以告诉他们福音的故事,但是你没有办法改变儿女的心。
You cannot, as a mother, reach your hand into their heart and put the Holy Spirit in there. It's only God himself.
你没有办法把你的手伸到他们的心灵深处改变他们的心，只有圣灵能够做这样的事。
Yes, we preach the gospel, but we want God to move in their heart. So pray, pray for your children. Don't give up.
是的，我们只有神的，我们不能够改变神的心，只有神能够做这样的事。但是我们能够祷告，所以我们要继续不断的祷告。
And mothers and fathers, here's the thing. Don't beat yourself up over whether or not your child believes in Christ.
而且父亲母亲们不要太过于自责啊，有关于你的儿女现在信不信的问题。
You cannot make, nobody can make somebody else believe the gospel.
靠着人的能力，我们没有办法让任何一个人信耶稣基督。
But keep praying, keep sharing the gospel, but keep praying that they would see their need for salvation.
继续祷告，继续为他们有一天能够看到他们自己对福音的需要来祷告。
Now, some of you are really concerned about a lot of things going on in your child's life.
你们当中可能有些人对其他的一些事情十分的关注。
And these are not necessarily bad things.
这些不见得是坏事。
Some of us are really burdened that our kids would just act morally, just moral good rules.
有些人觉得自己的小孩必须要有一个很好的道德。
Do really well in school.
也必须要在学校里面成绩非常的优秀。
Get a great job. We really want them to be taken care of.
希望能够在家里每件事情都能够做得很好。
But let's be concerned over overriding all of that, that they need the gospel of Jesus and pray daily for them.
但是把我们的每一个人的关注提升到他们真的是需要福音，而且每天不断的为这样的事情来祷告。
Pray that God would break their hearts so that your children would cherish Christ, repent of their sins, and believe in Him.
继续不断地为他们的信仰祷告，有一天他们能够接受这样的信仰，能够珍惜这样的信仰，有一天能够回到神的家中。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5:17, Paul just says very briefly, pray without ceasing, pray for your kids.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:17有一段很短的经文说，不住的祷告，不要停止祷告。
And remember, God is always goodGod is always good.
记得神永远是好的。
And we have a mighty God.
我们有一位大能的神。
Now, children, there's a few.
Now, 现在对这些儿童在座的儿童们。
Now, sons and daughters, which we all are or were at one point.
我们都是儿女。
Of any age, you know that today we're showering blessing and love to our mothers.
不管你的年纪是多大，我们今天要把我们的爱让我们的母亲知道。
Now, a lot of you know the deal. Like we just said, go take them out to a nice lunch. Don't make them cook today.
我们很多人都有固定的，就是我们今天要带他们出去吃午餐，所以不用让他们在家里面煮饭。
You know, you know, you're supposed to thank them, buy them flowers, chocolates, whatever.
你都知道，你们今天可能需要买他们买送礼物，而且要送他们巧克力等等。
But, you know, I understand, here's the deal too, and I know some of you will be like, I don't like my mommy.
但是当中有些人说我不是很喜欢我的母亲。
I don't really like this day.
我不是很喜欢这一天庆祝母亲节。
Now, I'm being sort of serious. Some of you just don't have a good relationship with your mom.
或许你跟你的母亲没有一个很好
的关系。Some of you may not even know your mother.
甚至有些人当中你还不是很清楚不认识你的母亲。
Some of you may have a great relationship with your mom.
或许你们当中有些人对跟你的母亲有一个很好的关系。
But my encouragement, my theme today is, whatever your relationship is with your mother, you also...Pray for your mom. That's one of the most important things you can do.
但是不管你跟你的母亲的关系是怎么样，今天的教导就是你也必须为你的母亲来祷告。
Yes, we honor and serve our mothers.
是的，我们要孝敬，而且要服侍我们的母亲。
But children, kids, or 45-year-old kids, do you pray daily for your parents?
但是儿女们，不管你是小孩，或是你是45岁，你是不是为着你的母亲来祷告，每天来祷告？
So pray. Pray for your mothers.
所以为着你的母亲来祷告。
Now I'm not talking about, you know, selfish prayer. It's like, Lord, help my mom realize that I need an Xbox 360. Like that's.
我所有祷告不是自私的祷告，不是向神祷告说，母亲，求你感动我的母亲为我买一台 Xbox 360。
You know, it's birthday time. It's Christmas, right?
我的生日就快到了，这个圣诞节快到了。
If she's really godly, she'll get me a Xbox.
如果她是与神亲近的话，她应该神会开她眼睛，让她看到这样的需要。
That's not what I'm talking about.
这不是我所要说的。
No. Here's the thing you want to pray. You want to pray, and the same for yourself. You want to pray that your mom and dad will be more like Christ.
你所需要祷告的是，你要为着你的父亲母亲祷告，使他们能够更像耶稣基督。
If they don't know Christ, pray that God would reveal Himself. To them.
如果他们还没有到像基督的第一步的话，求神向他们显现，所以他们能够更像耶稣基督。
And if they do know Christ,
他们如果已经认识耶稣基督，
pray that they would grow in their relationship with the Lord.
求你能够让他们能够在与神的关系上面更加更好。
I know my wife, who's a mother now.
赖师母是一个母亲。
And I know how stressed out she gets with, all mothers do, with cooking and cleaning and busyness.
牧师知道师母是多么生活当中的压力是多么大，要整理家庭，要煮饭。
And I know the overtime she puts in.
而且她也知道说每天不断的加班，有许多的这个超时的工作。
And we all know this. It's hard when you have, especially when you have younger kids, it's hard.To focus on Christ sometimes because you just feel so busy. How do I make time for the Word of God? How do I make time for prayer?
这很多时候，特别是家里面有小孩的时候，很多时候你了解到这个母亲很难去把花在时间与神亲近上面，因为很多事情实在是非常的繁忙，非常的琐碎。
So, children, kids, pray for your mom that she would desire Christ.
所以儿女们，你应该要为你的母亲祷告，让他们能够更渴慕神。
That Pray that God would give her time daily to read the Word and meditate on it.
也求神让他们这些母亲们有每天有时间能够与神亲近，能够读神的话语，而且能够思想，能够亲近神。
And kids, pray that your mom would have a strong prayer life herself.
而且儿女们也要为着你的母亲祷告，要有一个好的祷告生活。
Pray that your mom would love the church.And fellowshipping and serving the body of Christ.
也要为着你的父亲母亲祷告，让他们能够在教会里面能够爱教会，能够有一个好的团契，能够在教会里面服侍神。
And pray that your mom and dad would have a strong marriage.
而且要为着你父母亲的婚姻，要有一个好的健康的婚姻来祷告。
You know, some of you may do this, children. You share the gospel maybe with your.Mom and dad, or if your mom and dad are Christians, you tell them about the things of the Lord.
在座的小孩当中，或许你有些人已经跟你的父母亲分享你在基督里面的信仰。
And some of you might be saying, it's really hard to talk to my parents. They freak me out. They're scary.
有时候你会觉得儿女们会觉得很困难跟父母亲讲这样的事情。因为他们是非常严肃的人。
Well, if you can't talk to your parents, if you find it really hard, well, then pray to God. God hears everything. Pray to God that you have a better relationship with her or him, and pray for your parents.
如果你觉得很难跟父母亲开口讲福音的话，或许你应该多跟神祷告，因为神他是无所不在，而且他会听你的祷告，求神来改变你父母的心。
And kids, your moms, just newsflash, will actually sin. They will make mistakes.
儿女们你们要记得一件事情，你的父母也都是人，都是罪人，他们也会犯罪，他们也会做错事。
I've seen my wife sin occasionally. She's pretty close to perfect, but occasionally.
赖牧师说，这个赖师母 几乎已经完全完美，但是有时候还是会犯一点小错。
And kids, no matter what your parents have done, if we know that Christ forgave us and died for us, we can forgive our parents and we can love them with Christ's love.
儿女们，如果你认识耶稣基督，你知道耶稣为了我们罪死的话，你也会相信神为着你的父母的罪死，所以他会原谅他们，会饶恕他们。所以这是我们应该要做到的事。
So mothers.Be a blessing to your children.
母亲们，你要做成为你儿女的祝福。
Children, be a blessing to your moms and dads. And one of the best things that we can do, besides all the chocolate in the restaurants, pray for your parents daily.
儿女们，你们要成为父母的祝福。除了你送礼物、巧克力之外，你也要每天持续的、不断的为着你的父母亲来祷告。
I always love 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
我总是喜欢读提摩太后书一章五节。
Paul's writing Timothy, and he says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well.
在提摩太后书一章五节这样说，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Moms, pass the gospel down. Pass the gospel down through proclaiming, through prayer, through church.
母亲们要把这样的福音继续的传承给下一代，经过教会，经过福音的教导，把它传给你的儿女们。
I love these faithful women here.
我喜欢这样子这样有信仰的妇女们。
And today I want to encourage all of you to be prayer warriors, fighting in prayer for your family members.
我在这边要鼓励你们成为祷告的勇士，为着你的家庭来祷告。
You can be a blessing to your parents, even if you don't even know your parents. You just don't know them. You don't have a good relationship with them. You can be a blessing to them because you are praying for them.
你可以成为你的父母亲的祝福，虽然你不是完全的了解你的父母，虽然你没有跟他们有好的关系，但是你可以经过这样子的祷告。成为他们的祝福。
Now the most important family is actually the most important family is the church family, because this is the eternal family of God.
事实上，我们基督徒生命当中最重要的家庭是这个教会，这是一个我们的大家庭。
Some of you may be single in here, some of you may not have any children.
我们在我们当中，有些人可能是单身的，有些人可能是结婚但是没有儿女的。
And you females who don't have any children in here, let me tell you, this is the most important family right here. That God's, our physical family is extremely important. But the church family, this is who we'll be living with forever.
在当中我们有人没有儿女的，我要在这边提醒大家，教会的大家庭是我们信主之后最重要的家庭。所以在这里对儿女的相爱，这是我们一生当中所必须要追求最重要的事。
So mothers, single women, women who don't have any children, you can be a Lois and a Eunice to the church. You can have spiritual daughters and sons, which is amazing. It's the family of God.
所以母亲们，或是你没有儿女的妇女，或是你的单身的，不管你是有没有儿女在当中，你都可以在教会里面成为罗以跟有尼基。你可以把神的爱来给教会的小孩，让他们感受到这个教会大家庭的爱。
So mothers, remember Paul's words at the beginning. Love your children, nurture them, because you want the eternal best for them in Christ.
记得所以母亲们记得保罗在我们最前面的那段经文所提到的，就像母亲乳养小孩这样子的爱来爱他们。
Now that doesn't mean spoil them. I'm not saying buy video games every single day.
这并不表示要溺爱他们，不是表示每天就要买这个游戏机的游戏给他们。
When you love them and nurture them, also discipline, I'm sorry, kids, is a way of love as well.
所以我们要爱他们，我们要关心他们，但是我们也需要管教他们，这也是一种爱的表现。
But you see, Christ always disciplines us, his children, his brothers and sisters, for our eternal good. So discipline in mind has always, always the eternal good.In mind of the children. And when we fail, we just run back to Christ and say, Lord, help me show Christ-like love to my children.
Because 所以我们当我们在管教我们的儿女的时候，我们也是为了他们的好处。
Now this is hard. This is hard for us sometimes. I know we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and sometimes they're a bit of a nuisance.
但是赖啊、赖牧师说啊、他家里面有一个三岁的，有一个一岁的，但有时候呢，他们觉得这些呢是很麻烦，是捣蛋的的小孩。
But mothers, remember when you're changing diapers.
但是母亲们，当你们在换尿布的时候
，when they're running around like crazy savage beast.
当他们跑来跑去，像这个野人一样。
Let's remember Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15.
请记得在马太福音里面所告诉我们的经文。
Remember this? Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs to the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away.
马太福音十九章十三到十五节这样告诉我们，有人那时有人带着小孩来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的这是这样的人。耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。
These little savages are created in the image of God.
这些看起来不听话很野蛮的小孩，事实上是按着神的形象所造的。
And we are to see them as God's creation and love them and give them Christ.
我们要把他们看重，成为是因为他们是神的创造，而且因为他们是照着神的形象造的。
Mothers, show your kids you love them any way you can today. Show them that you love them, you're proud of them, despite them doing crazy things, that you want Christ for them. Show that in express ways.
母亲们，今天，就向你的儿女来显示你有多么的爱他，以耶稣的爱来爱他们。
And children, show your parents love, show your mom love, pray for her.
而且小孩们为你们的母亲来祷告，敬重他们，让他们也能够感受到神的爱。
And I'm sorry about this verse in Ephesians 6. You still have to obey them.
在以弗所书六章也是这样讲的，我们必须要尊重，要顺服我们的父母亲。
Unless they're asking you to sin, you're to obey them because that shows you know Christ. That's because you know His authority, and you know that He's established your parents as authority.
除非父母亲要求你犯罪，不然的话，你应该顺服他，因为这是神在圣经里面所设立的，在家庭里面的权威。
And I just want to remind you again today.
我只是想要在这边再提醒各位
When life is crazy,
当你的生活看起来似乎非常的疯狂
Even if you have you're older and you have older parents and the relationship is not well, you can always pray for God's help.
就算你有在比较年长的父母亲，有时候关系不见得那么好，但是你总是能够为你的父母亲来祷告。
And I want to remind you too,
我也想要在这边提醒各位
This is the spiritual family of God, the church.
这是一个属灵的大家庭，这是我们的教会。
You know, just as my wife and I, we love so much our children. We were supposed to have that same kind of love. Guess what? For all you strange people.
就像我跟赖牧师跟师母，他爱他们的小孩一样，他也是要用同样的爱来爱我们这些陌生人。
Because Christ's body, we need to express Christ's love, that perfect love for each other.
但因为耶稣基督告诉我们，我们要把这样子的爱来显现给所有的人知道。
Moms, thank you for being a blessing to your kids.
母亲们，谢谢你们成为你儿女的祝福。
And kids, thank you for being a blessing to your moms.
儿女们也谢谢你们成为父母亲的祝福。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
God, You identify with that, even though you are male as God, you identify with the feminine side.
亲爱的天父，你也是认同这样子一个在家庭当中母亲的角色。
God, you created the woman.
你制造的你创造的母亲父母妇女。
The mother.
母亲。
And God, help us all remember that you take us in your arms and you hold us close.And you comfort us, and you care for us.
帮助我们每一个人知道，你把我们每一个人带到你的翅膀底下，你帮助我们，你看顾保守我们。
God, help us remember that you are slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
也 帮助我们每一个人记得你不轻易发怒，而且你有你有无限的慈爱。
God, and we thank you that in Christ, you love us completely, 100%.
我们感谢你，因为在基督里面，你爱我们百分之百的爱我们，毫无保留。
God, we thank you for the forgiveness of sins.
我们感谢你赦免了我们的罪。
And God, help us emulate that same love you have for your people. Help us show that to the families around us.
也求主你自己让我们效法你怎么样子爱你周围的人，也让我们能够爱我们在我们这个家庭里面的每一个人。
God, help us be prayer warriors.
让我们成为求神也让我们成为代祷的勇士。
For our family members.
让我们为我们的家庭代祷。
God, when we feel like we're at the end of the rope.
当神啊，当我们觉得我们每一个人已经走投无路的时候
，Heavenly Father, help us just get on our knees and keep praying.
让我们亲爱的天父，让我们能够能够屈膝在你的面前，能够继续的祷告。
We love you, Christ.
我们爱主你，耶稣基督。
It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.